You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, I always like to kick things off with something super interesting. And when I saw this story the other day, I was like, oh my gosh, people are actually watching this on YouTube because they're trying to figure out how many folds does it take to actually break a flip phone. Okay. Who comes up with these things? I don't know. It's a YouTube stream of people that are just opening and closing flip phones to see just how many times that it can actually do that before it just bites the bucket, right? And so it's from YouTube, Mr. Keyboard. He pitted the Samsung Z Flip 5 against the Motorola Razr 40 Plus Ultra. I don't know much about that phone, but it must be really good because it's called the Plus Ultra.
It's also okay. Very expensive.
Is it? How much is it?
Like, I think all those phones are about $2,000.
Oh my gosh. For a flip phone? Really?
Well, they're a foldable phone, Kim.
Oh, that's true. It is foldable. Anyway, the folding match has lasted 9 days. And most smartphone websites say that the flip phones can last up to 400,000 times without breaking. Survey says the Razr broke at 126,367 flips.
Wow. Okay.
The Samsung, 223,000 flips. So far from the 400,000 flips that the manufacturers say that it actually works. Okay, speaking of, if either of you know how to fix broken hinges, I just want to tell you, I always have that open door policy. Okay. I'm sorry. It's going to get better, I promise. Hey, buckle up for another turbocharged episode of Kim Commando today. It's our once-a-week podcast where you not only get me, Kim Commando, your beloved digital goddess here, but oh my gosh, you are in such a treat because we have a double delight in store for you. First up, we have our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. And Allie, what pearls of wisdom are you going to be sharing with all of us today?
I have some car tech news, including cars that have been recalled. And spoiler, I discovered my car just landed on the list. Oops. And then I'm going to tell you, if you're trying to figure out, okay, I really want to watch that show or play that game or read that book, sites that you can use to see exactly how long it'll take you.
Ooh, love that. So before you commit to something, yes, you know how long it's actually going to say. You know, it always reminds me of when we start talking about episodes and shows. I mean, you know, 5 years ago, if somebody sat down and they looked at you, Allie, and they said, okay, so you can watch Outlander and it's going to be like 42 hours of your life.
Okay. Like, maybe not.
I don't really, maybe not. And then, of course, joining us, oh, we're just so excited to have you. We have our very own Maddini. And Maddie does a whole bunch of things. So that's why she's like our resident Houdini, but we call her Maddini because Maddie can get to just about anybody in the entire world and get them to come on the Kim Commando show. She helps with the script. She helps with the content. She helps with the videos. She helps with the newsletters. Maddini, thank you for spending time with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Love you.
I'm excited.
All right, so let's kick things off with the news. And how do baby boomers feel about TikTok, aside from, oh, it's that China-based Kim Commando. You shouldn't even mention it on your show. Well, it's like the line from the movie Casablanca. They would despise it if they gave it any thought at all. So here's what's going on, is that if you start searching for the word boomer on TikTok, all these videos pop up because the millennials and the Gen Zers are referring to anyone who's older as a boomer, and they're making fun of them. Here, like, take a listen.
Boomers will be like, Gen Z doesn't even know how to write a check or file their taxes or use a rotary phone. And it's just like, oh yeah, I dare you to download a PDF without your fingers trembling. Or, I don't know, reconnect your internet modem without breaking a sweat.
That's right. Nowhere is ageism more prevalent than on TikTok, where one out of every two videos created about older adults or boomers, they're ranting about how they're addicted to technology, they're self-obsessed, they're hypersensitive, they don't get what's going on in the world, and they just rant on and on and on about the people who they claim that they don't really care about. You know, little irony there, maybe, you know. And I have to tell you something. My brother, who's 14 years older than me, he called me yesterday, and he's saying that he was returning from his trip to Australia, had just a great time. That's right. The boomer rang. Okay. See, I told you they would get better. I just told you. All right. Okay. So, Allie, tell us what's going on in your news world, although I think I got a glimpse that your car's on a recall list.
It sure is. Yeah. I wanted to bring you the latest and greatest car recalls, and my car is at the top of the list. We're going to start with recall stuff, get that out of the way. That is 120,000 Niros, which includes the plug-in EVs, because the engine compartment can set on fire. So that's cool. Take my car into the dealership, and so does everyone else. Hyundai, 52,000 Palisades, Tucsons, Sonatas, Elantras, and Konas, along with 39,000 Kias, again, Solato, Souls, and Sportages, because, again, fire risk. In these ones, if you have one of those cars, park outside. That is what the manufacturers are saying right now, because there's an electronic controller in the oil pump that can overheat and cause a fire. So until they have a fix for this one, don't park in the garage.
Terrifying. I have a Kia.
we'll check after the show if you're all good.
You know what? Can both of you just like park across the street?
I'm far away. Yeah.
Kias get broken into too all the time. It's the worst.
That's right. The Kia boys.
And then the other big one, Ford, 870,000 F-150s. If you have one of those, might be impacted. This one is really scary because the parking brake can just turn on out of nowhere while you're driving. This is happening to
people.
That's
awful.
Yeah, super scary. Those are the recalls. If you want the exact numbers, if you want to see if your car is impacted, you can go over to commander.com. We write up all these recalls and put them there on the site. I want to switch gears. That was a car pun that I didn't even mean to do. Look at that.
Oh, that's a good one, Al.
Thank you. Software. Tesla is probably the company you think of when we talk about like gating a feature that's already built in behind a software subscription fee. And we will get to them in a minute, but it's not just them. BMW, $18 a month for heated seats. You can also pay for a year for $180. By the way, it's already built in. You're just paying to turn it on. That's how all these work. Toyota, $15 a month if you want to be able to use the app or your fob to unlock the car.
That's silly.
Okay, that is ridiculous.
I know. Okay.
That's basic functions.
Absolutely it is. Mercedes is another one. The internet really had a fun time with this one because you can unlock a power mode, essentially, on your Mercedes, $60 a month to improve your 0 to 60 time from 5.1 to 6 seconds. I don't know about that.
No.
When you go, want to go to McDonald's fast for work?
Yes. Now, we can complain about these all we want. And, you know, we're not alone. All the studies and polls say that Americans think this is stupid. We don't like it. We're not into the idea. But there are people kind of doing something about it. And now, I'm not going out and saying that this is the right thing to do. But turns out you can jailbreak a car. And you probably think of that term with a phone, right? Usually iPhones. Jailbreaking is basically using a flaw that's built into the operating system to do things you normally shouldn't be able to do. So on an iPhone, that means installing things that normally you can't on an iPhone or whatever it is. So a security researcher and then three PhD students decided, why don't we hack a Tesla and see if we can get all those expensive features for free? And they did. They found an exploit in the media control unit, and they tricked the car into thinking that they had paid for things like the heated steering wheel. You have to pay for that. Footwell lights. You have to pay for that.
Yes.
And the $2,000 acceleration boost. So they got all this stuff for free. It's not entirely clear if they were able to get that $15,000 full self-driving mode, but it's a start. And you know what? This is absolutely just the beginning. If these car companies are going to make people pay for subscriptions, the pirates are going to be there, you know, just like they are for everything
100%.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to figure out a way around it. And especially when you think about a car, a Tesla
really, truly is just a roving computer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, being a previous Tesla owner, thank God I sold it. And to everybody who says, Kim, you make fun of Tesla too much. You know, I can, because I paid retail for that car and I sold it at a huge loss because I was afraid I was going to get killed in it. But it is just a computer on wheels, and it's evident when you start driving it. So it makes sense that they would figure out some ways to get in there.
Absolutely.
And in order to turn off. But it's a really good point, is that you are going to have people that will go out and jailbreak. I predict there's going to be a whole nother Reddit forum.
Oh, my
just
gosh.
For people that are jailbreaking their cars.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on a little bit. And you know how the internet is just so fast-paced? It's really hard to keep up. And I saw this study from this language learning platform called Preply. And they analyze the acronyms that confuse people the most. So I just want to pass along some of these. I'm going to ask you what you think that they actually mean.
Okay.
What comes to your mind first? Okay. So when you see the acronym SMH, Maddie, what do you think that means?
Oh, I know this one. It's shake my head.
Allie, you got that one too?
Shaking my head.
Shaking my head. Okay, exactly. Okay. POV, that's easy, right? You know, both know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Point of view.
That's
we're
right.
Both really nervous that we're going to say something really stupid. All
right.
Okay. Let's do this.
This is something that nobody in this room has. Sorry, guys. A BBL?
I mean, a few things pop up for me, but bold and beautiful lady.
Bold and beautiful lady? How about you, Al?
I don't know. What is it?
You don't know what a BBL is?
No.
A Brazilian butt lift.
No BBLs here. All natural.
All natural.
You know, that's... I know. You know what? There was a guy, I shouldn't say this, but Ian and I were at a shop in L.A., and this gal was, you know, showing us around at some jackets and stuff. And she was, you know, from her shoulders to her waist, she just does a little tiny thing, just little tiny thing. And then, God, she had a butt the size of a bus, man.
BBL.
She had a BBL. It's like women who get like those boob jobs, like 44 triple DFs or something like that. And they're like little.
And a tiny little body.
Yeah, it just doesn't really look good. ASL.
Oh, this is a throwback one. I know this. Do you know, Maddie?
Yeah, I do too. I spent some time in AOL chat rooms.
Yes. Age, sex, location. That's when you'd go into a chat room on AOL and go, ASL. You know, like, oh, yeah, here I am. Okay. And this is the last one. LMAO.
Oh, I use this
L-M-A-O.
A lot.
LMAO. Yeah, we do a lot, right?
Okay. Laughing.
We're not going to say the A word. It's like laugh my butt off, which has nothing to do with the BBL. It's just the same thing.
Okay. Laughing my BBLO. LMBBL.
<Exactly. laughs> Or BBL sometimes means be back later. So, you know, I've seen
oh.
that.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. You know, personally, I'm just fed up with the LOLs, the ROFLs, the BBLs, the LMAOs. I mean, I think that we should just ban all acronyms in the USA. Did you see that? All right. Okay, that one wasn't bad.
Very good.
Hey, you know, not only are the jokes going to get better, because Marini, you are responsible for the joke in this podcast, and that always comes at the end because we like to leave all of our listeners and viewers just laughing. So scale 1 to 10, what do you think?
I think it's a solid 6.5, and I stole it from Reddit.
6.5.
Yeah. We're going not 7. We're not going 6. We're going 6.5. That's right. And then I have a trick to track all the airplanes that are flying around. And Maddie also has a way to find a campsite when everything's all booked up. And then Allie's going to tell us how long it takes to play a game, read a book, watch a series. And, of course, we have a whole bunch more that you don't want to miss. So stay right where you are here with Kim Komando today.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit cisecurity.org to play your part.
We are so thrilled that you're joining us for this podcast. Now, if you really want to get tech smart every single day, I want to make sure that you get our newsletters. That's right. It's called The Current News. And in the morning, you're going to get just that, the top tech news. And in the afternoon, you're going to get digital life hacks. And I noticed somebody had written to us and they said, you know, why are you calling it a hack? Because that's what hackers do. They hack. Well, you know, hack is just a term. We're going to teach you a better, easier way to get some things done. And again, less than 5 minutes a day, you're going to be just, oh my gosh, just so tech infused. You're going to just love it. So where do you sign up? I'm so glad that you asked. You head over to getkim.com and you're going to join over 500,000 folks who get our newsletters every single day. And if you're already on the list, be sure that you use that handy dandy referral link. It's on the bottom of your newsletter. You just copy that and then you paste that wherever you want to. My friend Jo, she's been raking up the readers to the newsletters. I think she's up to a mug and she's headed towards a backpack. Thank you, Jo. And Jo asked me an interesting question, and I'm going to ask you, gals, what do you think? She said, you know, a lot of people in her neighborhood hang out at Nextdoor. Would it be okay if she posts her referral link on Nextdoor.com?
Heck yeah.
Woo, yeah.
Absolutely. Get 'em.
Absolutely. Wherever you want to post that link, and even if you want to stand on a corner and flip a sign, that would be good too. So we always can use more readers, and we need more people who are tech aware in this world. So again, sign up and share that referral link over at getkim.com. All right. This is really handy stuff, is that before you go pick somebody up at the airport, it gets super annoying if you have to like sit in the cell phone lot. You know what I'm talking about. Or you do that loop-de-loop-de-loop. Oh. Or you pull up to pick somebody up because you think that you see them. And just the moment that you just, like, get to that curb, that cop comes over and says, come on, move away, move away. Do you ever notice that they're not very nice when they do that? Why is that?
No.
I mean, it's just like...
Because they say it all day long.
Yeah.
Well, but they could be nicer about it. They could say, you know what, excuse me. You know, maybe they're not here. Could you please... No, move on. All right. The site that I use is FlightAware. Love this site. You can just type in a flight number and then it'll pop up exactly where it is. So if you want to see where actually a flight as it's going across the country, if you're trying to track somebody, that's a good site to use. They also give you rain delays and weather radars and all kinds of good stuff like that. Flight Radar 24 is that you can just open up your camera and point it at any airplane, and then it will tell you exactly where that flight is headed. That's always kind of fun to do with the kids, is that you say, okay, where do you think that flight's going? And, well, or do with your husband because he's a flight nerd like mine.
Yeah, meanwhile, I was like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually a lot of fun. Now, if you are really an aviation geek, Plane Finder, that's the one that you want to use. It tracks flights, routes, tail numbers, whatever it is. And if you just need basic information, you're just like, okay, what time are they getting in? You don't need all the bells and whistles. Google Flights, right? It's just really simple to just put in a flight number and you get a box with the arrival time. And also the gate information is going to pop up. You know, I have to tell you, I just have this terrible disease where I just can't stop telling airplane and airport jokes. You know, I just can't stop doing it. My friend, Randy, the doctor, he says that it's just terminal. Did not see where that was going.
No.
So, Maddie, I have to tell you, when I saw what your tip was going to be, I was actually pretty surprised.
Because, oh, really?
Yes, because you're a woman of extreme class and substance. And you come waltzing into the studios, always just prim and proper, properly dressed, makeup, hair done every single day.
Oh, no.
And now you like to go camping.
Oh, yeah. I love camping. I've been camping since I was a kid, and I was actually a camp counselor.
Oh,
yeah, that's
really?
for a long time.
You know what? I could see that. I bet you'd be really, really, really
Me
great
too.
At that. So tell us about how we find a campsite especially now, latter part of summer, when everything's just all booked up.
Yeah, everything's booked up across the country. You have to basically book your campsite way in advance if you want to go anywhere cool. So there are these like really cool sites where you can actually get notifications if a campsite opens up or something opens up and comes free. There's one called Camp Flare, and it scans national parks, state parks, and national forests for cancellations every 45 seconds.
Whoa.
So, yeah. I mean, if you really want to make that last minute trip or want to do like, most camp trips should be done on the fly. I don't understand planning a trip like that, you know?
A year in advance.
Yeah, a year in advance. Ooh, I want to go camping a year in advance.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody really knows that in advance, but that's something cool. You can, it's a really cool website you can go to. And then there's another site called Camp Scanner, and it operates like in a similar vein. It keeps tabs on cancellations listed on recreation.com or .gov.
Okay.
For $79 a year. That's a lot.
Oof.
But if you love to camp and if you want to do things on the fly, that's a good option.
Well, you know, I keep threatening to hike rim to rim on the Grand Canyon. And you do have to reserve that a year in advance.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, you do actually have to say, like, I want to do it this weekend in March. Because I don't think you want to do it in April or May. That just doesn't sound like something. Or June, July, you know.
So is this you saying you're going to reserve it? Are you doing it?
You know, I said I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it. You know, I'm really not much of a camper. I have to tell you that. I mean, I've tried it. I'm okay with cooking over the stove, putting up the tent, dealing with bugs, but I just don't like to poop in the forest.
It's the worst.
No one does. Nobody, that's not like someone's favorite part of camping. It's just like, does the other stuff outweigh the,
you're just giving back to nature,
the nature pooping.
Yeah.
Nutrients.
So I told Barry, if we're going to go camping, we're going to stay like at a Hilton instead of a Four Seasons. That's just the way it is. Okay. So, Allie, let me ask you first, Maddie, what are you watching streaming that you really like?
Oh, okay. Let me think. I really like Alone. I don't know if you've watched that show. It's like a reality TV show.
No, what's it about?
They put people out on these like desolate parts of Alaska and they go hunting. And, they go crazy, like stir crazy.
They just have to like go survive.
Yeah, you have to survive for a certain amount of days and, keep your nutrient levels up.
Oh,
and, a lot of people, they starve. They are on like the brink of death, but it's pretty interesting.
it's an inspirational show.
Good show. Okay.
How about you, Allie? What are you watching?
I'm a little off TV right now, but I am excited. I think the next season of Wheel of Time is starting again. That is on Amazon Prime. And it's a book series, an old like fantasy book series for nerds. We're actually reading the books right now. And so it's fun to watch the show and basically just complain about how different everything is in the show than the book.
Well, so before you sit down and you watch a show, I mean, do you actually say like, I look to see how many episodes,
mm-hmm.
to see how many seasons, to see like what I'm getting committed to. But I got totally sucked into Outlander. I mean, even though like Claire, she gets into trouble every single episode, and her husband has to come save her and she goes back in time and then they go to Scotland and I just want it to end already. I'm like, okay, kill Claire. Claire just needs to die.
Kill Claire. I was at my parents' house a few days ago, and my mom said, I'm so tired, Al. We stayed up until 4 watching Outlander.
Whoa.
Did she really?
Yeah. So
next time you talk to her, say, next time you talk to her, just say, Kim wants Claire to just be dead so it's over.
Okay, I'll tell her.
That is. All right, so tell us what you've got for us.
Yeah, there are sites that can tell you whether it's TV, a book, a video game, movies, like movie series, how long it will take to watch this stuff. Because I agree with you, Kim, it's nice to know what you're getting into. And sometimes, sure, you're down for like, I'll watch 11 seasons of something. And sometimes it's just too much. So the sites you can use for books, How Long to Read, howlongtoread.com. This has times for millions of books. Basically, they base it off, you can read 300, I think it's like words per minute. Could that be 300? But you can change that. So you can do a little reading, like a quick reading test on there to see what your reading speed is. And then it will actually adjust based on you. So like Moby Dick, 2 hours and 44 minutes. So short.
Okay.
Crime and Punishment, 10 hours and 27 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a long book. It's a long book. A good one for TV shows is Time. And a little tricky to spell. I don't expect you to remember this, but we're going to send them out in our Tech Hacks newsletter, so make sure you get that. It's TIII.ME. So Time with three I's. Oh, I know. They're really the best for TV show times. I looked up a few. Modern Family, I didn't realize, was 11 seasons. I have, wow. Yeah, my brother and his wife are watching that right now. If you watched it all, now keep in mind these don't account for sleep or bathroom breaks or eating or whatever. Straight, 4 days, 8 hours and 9 minutes. So
wow.
Plan a while.
That's a lot.
For that one. Yeah. For video games, howlongtobeat.com. Mario Brothers only takes 2 hours.
Which, I don't believe that.
I don't,
at all.
Right? Like two for who? Not for me. A more recent game. My husband played this one, and I can say that this is true. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 on the Nintendo Switch. 154 hours to finish the game. Yeah, it's a big one. And then one more little cocktail party, bar, trivia, whatever fact to leave you with. Okay, I want you two to guess. How long would it take you to watch all 25 James Bond movies? You can do it in days, hours, I don't care, whatever you want.
I'm going to say 102 hours.
Okay.
Wow, I think that's dead on.
Well, it's actually about half that. It is 53 and a half hours, which is about 2 days. Ooh. Also lower than I thought. That
makes sense.
That doesn't seem that bad compared to Modern Family.
You know, that's a good stat. That's like a good party trick.
Yeah.
Something you can stump somebody with. Have you, either of you, ever had Beanie Babies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, the guy who started, Ty Warner, he has a big house on the coast here in Santa Barbara County, and he owns the Four Seasons here in Santa Barbara County, and he owns the one in New York on, I think, between 56th and 57th, mm-hmm. near Fifth Avenue. And there's a movie about him on Apple TV Plus, if you haven't seen it. It's called The Beanie Bubble.
Oh.
And it's all about Beanie Babies and how he got started, but it's from the perspective of three people it behind the scenes, like one gal who started as an intern, one woman who was going to be his wife, and then a couple of little girls, and then a business associate. So it's not him telling the story; it's these three people, and he comes across as this eccentric, crazy person, you know. But if you are interested in Beanie Babies and how they created this stock market type of frenzy,
yeah.
for the most expensive ones, and it's really interesting. So Barry's granddaughters were here, and they're 7 and 8. And so I went into Walgreens and I said, you know, I gotta give them like some gift from Barry when they get here. So I picked them these two Beanie Babies. Oh my gosh, they loved them.
Oh.
I mean, like. Carried them around, you know, and slept with them. And when they left, they had them under their
Are they the new
arms.
Ones with the big eyes?
Those are cute.
Yes.
They're cute.
Yeah, and they're super sparkly.
Yeah.
And they're like $20 a pop.
Yeah. No way. If they want a collection, I got one.
Here we go.
Just don't give them your Canada Bear.
Oh, yeah, that's
hey, listen,
a lot.
If you like these, if you like these quick tips, make sure that you get our daily tech update. Every single day, you get just a podcast, only 2 minutes. It's a news story, and it's a life hack that you're going to use time and time again. So just search for Commando with a K, wherever you get your podcasts, and get the daily tech update.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before. And your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Now, in case you're wondering if this is the Kim Komando show that's heard on, you know, I don't know, 500 stations throughout the country, this is not it. Okay, that's the other podcast that you get here under this feed called Kim Komando Today. This is a podcast where we like to bring in some friends and the family, and we like to just talk about tech. So if you're looking for the Kim Komando show, you can get that a few ways. It's not going to be live here on the podcast feed, but if you want to get it live, you can go ahead and subscribe over on Apple Podcasts, on Google, or you can go ahead and get it inside the Komando community, which we're going to be revamping, but right now it's still solid, and you get 30 days free by heading over to komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a bright yellow happy button that says Komando Community, and you just want to tap that. All right, here's the what the heck headline of the week. Finally, a robotic dog to replace the one that you love at home. What do you think about that? Okay, I have Abby. Okay, Abby is the golden retriever, which I had some Cox people here yesterday, and they heard her barking, and they said, "Ooh, ferocious dog." I said, "No, golden retriever." And they went, "Yeah, okay, you can let her out." So it's like, okay. How about you, Allie?
Yeah, I have Nova. She's a mutt of many breeds, mostly a pit bull and chihuahua, which is very strange. But if you saw her, you would say, "I don't see either of those."
I don't see either of those in there. Maddie, do you have a dog?
No, I have a cat, and I have a tortoise.
A tortoise?
Yeah, a Sonoran Desert tortoise.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And he's a handful.
How long do they live?
Longer than me.
Okay, so how did you get a pet tortoise? And when did you get a pet tortoise?
So my mom, she was biking one day, and in the middle of the road, there was this little guy, little tortoise guy. And she's like, "You don't belong here. You don't belong in here." So she put him in her backpack. And now we have a Sonoran Desert tortoise.
Oh, what's his name?
It's Bart.
Bart.
Because he looks like Bart Simpson.
Sure.
That's funny. And so you say he's a lot. Is it really a lot of work?
Yeah, he just loves to eat. He you know, he will bank rob you of kale, any kind of kale.
Oh, a veggie boy.
Yeah, he loves kale more than Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, I'll tell you, my friend Christy, I don't know, I think I probably told you guys this, but she has an emu.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this story.
Like a big bird emu. And so I said to her sister, "How did you get an emu?" She's like, "Well, you know, I was on Facebook in the emu family chat group for some reason. I was drinking and I gave them $500. And 6 months later, they said, here's your emu." Okay. Then I asked her, I said, "How long does an emu live?" Okay. Christy, she's, I don't know, probably 37, 38. She's like, "Oh, an emu lives 75 years."
No.
Oh my gosh.
75.
Yes. It's like a big commitment. Okay. So here's the deal. If you don't want to have a cute, cuddly dog, is that you can get a robotic dog. And we've had these for years. I remember Sony's had the Aibo, and at that time it was like $2,200, and now it's $2,700. But the dog is different. It's not from Sony. It's an AI robotic dog, so it learns all about you, and it tries to do things that in anticipation. So if it hears your car or feels the vibrations, it's going to run to the door in order to greet you.
Oh, that's actually pretty cute.
Without jumping on you, which is, you know, let's just face it. I'm like 120 pounds. Okay. Abby is 95 pounds. So when she comes charging at me, I'm like, "No, stop. Stop already." It's called the Go One. It's from a Chinese company. Of course it is. Unitree Robotics. It's not fluffy. It has a face that looks like a camera. It has plastic legs. It can walk with you. It can dance. It can do tricks. Can run up to 10 miles per hour. So it can follow you around on a bike or maybe even motivate you. So like as you're running, it's like kicking, hitting you in the butt. Come on, go. It has facial recognition built in. It can avoid obstacles. You don't have to pick up poop, but you do have to charge it from time to time. And it just reminds me of a dog joke. You knew that was coming. You ready? This is one that you can tell your family members and friends. Okay. A couple of dog owners arguing about whose pet is smarter. The first owner says, "My dog is so smart. Every morning he waits for the paper just to be delivered, and then he brings the newspaper to me along with my morning coffee." And the second dog owner says, You didn't have to tell me that. I knew all that already. My dog told me. I thought that was super cute. All right, here's the deal. If you're ghosting us on social media, you can stop doing that already. Head over to Instagram.com/KimCommando, Facebook.com/KimCommando. It's everywhere in the world at Kim Commando. So just go ahead and make sure that you hit that big old subscribe or follow button, whichever one that you want to use.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before. And your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
So every day we put out these great newsletters, and at the top of the news email is that I'm in charge of putting together a great trivia question. And my trivia questions are not like, what year was the Cray computer invented? You know, or anything like that. Okay, that's just like super boring. So like here's one, okay? And it was in our newsletter this past week, so you guys already know the answer. But what did Elon Musk try for 2 days and then he just said, I'm done with this. I just give up. Was it living only on carrots, getting his PhD, hanging out in a space simulator, or he stopped tweeting on Twitter for 2 whole days? Okay, you can take that off, that whole Twitter thing, because the guy lives on Twitter, and he did even before he owned it. But he actually dropped out of Stanford's PhD program in applied physics and materials science in 1995. And I thought his reasoning was really logical. He said, I could either do a PhD or watch the internet happen. Okay. Okay, that same year, I mean, say what you want about Elon Musk, but this guy is a genius. Okay, that same year in 1995, he co-founded Zip2 as a city guide. He sold it to Compaq Computer, remember that, in 1999 for $300 million. Okay.
It's a good start.
Whoa. Didn't need that PhD, huh? What do you think?
No, I don't think he did.
So if you think you're super smart at tech trivia, okay, well, I will challenge you. Let's see how many that you can get correct. How many get correct every single day? So again, you get the newsletters by going to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. All right. So, Allie, it's summertime. We're all taking a lot of photos and videos. So how can we get better at it?
You know, I'm going to be maybe the bad guy, a little bit of the mean guy, or just your honest friend. Now, you two, you take great photos. I know that. But I don't think with today's smartphones, we don't have any excuse anymore to take bad pictures. You really don't. If you are taking bad pictures and your phone is like even like 4 or 5 years old, it's not the phone, it's you. And I want to help you do a better job because you can. I know you can. So a few things. The angle is very important. Now, I'm not going to talk about lighting here. We all know, right? Outside is best. Don't have light shining right behind someone so it blocks their face, whatever. I'm going to give you some different tips today. Changing the angle, I think, is really important. If you're taking a selfie, we know this by now, you are never going to shoot from below because that doesn't look good any person that has ever existed.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. If you are taking pictures of other people, though, same thing. Like, be nice. Don't be taking, like, a really low shot. But that does work really well for little kids and pets. I think you get the cutest pictures that way. Also, going from the top down, right? Think about how some people might photograph, like, their plate of dinner or their latte or whatever, like, from the top. That can be really cute for pets and kids, too. I say that as someone who has about 1 million pictures of my dog in those angles. Focus. Your phone has this built-in. Let it do its job. But I think sometimes people forget you can tap the screen if it's focusing in the wrong place. So if you're trying to take a picture that has a lot of different stuff going on, the camera might think, oh, she wants me to focus over here. No, I actually want it to be this thing. So just tap whatever it is in the picture that you want to be the actual center of attention, and your picture will look a lot better. No blurry. The grid lines. Okay. Now this one, kind of a pro tip. So some of us have a decent eye for composition just naturally. We, you know, move the camera and say, you know what, I think it'll look good right here. And it does. You're probably, without realizing it, following the rule of thirds. Very quickly, this is essentially divide your screen into three lines up, three lines horizontally, three lines vertically. So you have nine squares. Pictures look best when things are not in the middle of those squares, but kind of where they meet. So you want things to be kind of off to the side. So I'm taking a picture of Maddie. It's going to look better if she's a little, you know, to the right or to the left of the frame and not right in the middle. It just makes for more interesting pictures.
Make me look good.
Yeah. Two more. Stop zooming with your phone. Zoom with your feet. If you want to get close to something, you're going to take a way better picture if you get close to it. Most phones have pretty decent macro cameras that can get little details way better than the zoom can. So stop zooming, please. You're making grainy pictures that nobody wants to look at. And finally, you can use some pretty good tools to make your pictures that are like almost perfect actually perfect. Maybe you took a really great picture and there's some weirdo in the background looking weird and you want to get them out of there. So you can. You don't have to know how to use Photoshop or anything else. This is really easy in Google Photos. There's something called Magic Eraser. I have it on my phone. That. It's incredible. Seriously, you tap whatever the thing is. It could be a light pole. It could be a person, a dog, whatever. You tap it and it just disappears. And depending on how complex the background is, of course, it's going to vary, but it works really well. You can use this for Android or iPhone. You have to pay for the Google One subscription. If you don't have a Pixel, it's $2 a month. So if you already pay for Google Storage, you have that. So go download it. But yeah, here's to a summer and a fall and hopefully a holiday season of better pictures. We can do this.
I took a video of Abby the other day, which I have to put on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I went in the backyard and I'm like, you know, Abby, I'm looking all over for her. And, you know, I'm like squeezing the ball because that normally makes her come running. And then Barry comes out. He's like, where's Abby? And I'm like, I don't know where she is. And then I turn to the right. She's in the spa.
Again.
And with her head, like, she's just kind of like, you know, like, oh, yeah, this is great. Can warm up. Here I am. It's like crazy stuff. I'm going to put that. All right. So, Maddie, we are running out of time, but we have to get that joke in. So,
okay. Let me go fast. Okay. I stole this one from Reddit and from Redditor. Major Independence B2 or 82. I thank you. Okay. When a group of tourists visited a crocodile farm, the owner said, if anyone jumps in and swims to the coast and survives, I'll give you $1 million. No one dared to move, but suddenly a man jumped into the water and desperately swam to the shore while being chased by all the crocodiles. The owner announced, we have a brave winner. So after collecting his reward, the man and his wife returned to their hotel, and upon arrival, the manager told him he was very brave to take the challenge. But the man said, I didn't jump. Someone pushed me. Someone pushed me in. No. Someone pushed me in. I was forced. And then his wife smiled and said, behind every successful man, there's a woman who pushes him.
That was cute.
Sorry, guys. That was cute. That was very good. You know what? I'm going to give that a good solid 8. I think I
like
that one, Maddie. So, folks, thanks for joining us. If you learned one thing, if you laughed, make sure that you tell at least 3 friends about Kim Komando today in this podcast, because knowledge is power. And here's the deal. Make sure that you also get our free newsletters, because you're going to love them, over at getkim.com. And we'll see you again here with all 3 of us on another podcast. But you'll hear me tomorrow with the Kim Komando Show.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.